All right, so today we are diving deep into account planning. You know that thing that's it's supposed to be like the secret to amazing client relationships, the kind that keeps clients happy, but like really unlocks serious growth, right? We're dissecting this Upland Software article you sent it in, and it's going to be our roadmap for becoming a trusted advisor.
It couldn't be more timely. I mean, especially in today's digital world, right? Everyone wants attention. And it's interesting how the article frames account planning. It's not just about, schmoozing those big clients. It's about finding the hidden potential in every client relationship, big or small.
Absolutely. And speaking of myths, this article busts a few right away. Like, remember when we used to think account planning was all about fancy dinners, just with those key accounts? This article says, no, it's about that human connection, plain and simple, which really surprised me, to be honest. They even mentioned a McKinsey study. What did it say?
Yeah, this study really shows how important a handshake can be. It found that a whopping 76% of people felt way more valued by a supplier after an in-person meeting.
Wow, in the age of Zoom, that's really saying something. So even with all this tech, those personal connections are still everything.
Oh, absolutely. It all comes down to trust, that feeling you get when you look someone in the eye. No emoji can replace that.
Makes you wonder why more companies haven't ditched the whole digital-only approach, right? But okay, let's get into the details. The article talks a lot about focusing on more than just the big spenders. It suggests that there's a gold mine in those often overlooked enterprise and mid-market accounts. So, what's the deal with that? Why are those so important?
Well, think of it this way. Those accounts are often growing super fast, which means they're usually much more open to new and innovative solutions. They're really looking for an edge over the competition. And when it works out, they basically become your best marketing tool, living, breathing testimonials.
Talk about a win-win. Okay, now on to something I found really intriguing, this whole concept of white space. It sounds kind of mysterious, to be honest.
It's not that complicated, really. Imagine you've just closed a deal with a new client. White space is like having a map to their hidden needs. All those untapped opportunities where your product or service could be amazing, but it isn't yet, It's all about making the most of those relationships.
Okay, I like the treasure map analogy, but how do you actually find that hidden treasure? The article mentioned that it can be tough to pin down.
It's about really understanding your client's challenges and not just what they tell you on the surface. You have to uncover those deeper issues, the ones they might not even realize they have.
So how do you do that?
By asking the right questions, really listening to what they're saying, and even what they're not saying. And most importantly, building the kind of trust that lets them open up about those needs.
It's like being a business therapist, helping them unlock their full potential. So, in the real world, how do we actually find this white space?
That's where things get really interesting. The article lays out a 12-step process for effective account planning. It's like a roadmap, not just to uncover white space, but to actually capitalize on it.
12 steps. Okay, walk me through it. What are some of the key points, especially the ones that might not be so obvious?
Well, one of the first but most important steps is to calibrate. And this isn't just about picking the right accounts. It's about making a game plan that fits each customer perfectly.
Okay, so it's about making sure everything is aligned from the start.
Exactly. You need the right type of account plan, the right activities. It's about making sure you're speaking the same language from day one. And then there's map people and influence, which is huge. You need to know who the decision makers are and how they operate.
Because it's not always what you know, right? It's who you know.
Exactly. It's about understanding the players and the playing field.
So, what else is crucial in this 12-step process?
Well, identify white space is another big one. We touched on it earlier. It's all about finding those areas where your solutions can really make a difference, those unmet needs that can really fuel growth for both you and the client,
Right. It's like finding that sweet spot where their needs and your strengths perfectly align. Everyone wins. The article also mentioned being collaborative and social, which reminded me that account planning is a team effort. It's not a solo mission. So how does that actually work in a company setting?
Collaboration is key throughout the entire process, really, from brainstorming potential white space opportunities to actually developing those solutions. You need those regular check-ins, that open communication to make sure everyone's on the same page, and just as importantly, that the client feels heard and understood.
It's about building a real partnership, a sense of shared success. And speaking of teams, the article mentioned that these mid-market accounts can be great training grounds for newer salespeople. What's the thinking there?
Well, these accounts are often a perfect opportunity for those less experienced salespeople to really cut their teeth. They can hone their skills, get some real-world experience, but in a slightly lower-stakes environment. It's a chance to refine their technique, build confidence, and become even more valuable assets to the team.
Like a stepping stone. They can build up their expertise before tackling those high-stakes key accounts. Now, while we're on the topic of expertise, I'm curious about the tech side of things. The article really emphasized how important technology is for streamlining account planning. So what kind of tech are we talking about, and how does it all fit together?
Technology is essential for effective account planning. There's no way around it. Think CRM systems, for starters. They're crucial for centralizing client information, tracking interactions, and spotting trends. And then you have those relationship mapping tools, which are amazing for visualizing the connections within an organization. You can easily see who the key influencers are. Oh, and don't forget about reference management systems. Those can really streamline the process of gathering and using client testimonials. It's all about working smarter, not harder, and technology is the key.
Absolutely. It's about using those tools to automate tasks, find insights in the data, and free up your team to focus on what really matters. Building relationships, understanding those customer needs, and delivering amazing service. But before we dive too deep into the tech, I want to go back to something you said earlier about this being a cultural shift, not just a one-time thing.
That's such an important point that often gets missed. You can have the best software in the world, beautifully designed templates, the works, but if your team, from the top down, isn't fully on board with this whole customer-centric approach, well, that's going to be a struggle.
So how do you cultivate that kind of culture?
It starts with leadership. And I don't just mean talking the talk. They have to walk the walk. When leaders genuinely prioritize account planning, when they actively participate, when they champion this customer-centric approach, it sends a powerful message to the entire organization. It shows that this isn't just another corporate initiative. It's a core value.
Right. It's about leading by example. And that includes giving your team the resources, the training, and the support they need to embrace this approach and to develop the skills they need to excel.
Exactly. You can't just tell people to go to account planning and expect miracles. You need to empower them with knowledge, tools, and guidance, and foster a culture of continuous learning where feedback is valued and mistakes are seen as opportunities to grow.
It's about creating an environment where people feel supported, encouraged to take ownership, and strive for those win-win outcomes. Speaking of ownership, the article also talked about regularly reviewing and adapting your account plans. Why is that so crucial?
Because the business world is constantly changing, right? Markets shift, priorities evolve, new challenges pop up all the time. Regularly reviewing your plans ensures they stay relevant, that they're aligned with your customers' needs. It's about staying ahead of the curve, being proactive, not reactive.
Like a ship's captain adjusting the sails as the wind changes, right? You have to be adaptable to stay on course. The article mentioned that this level of agility really requires a lot of collaboration, especially in today's remote and hybrid work environments. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Communication is more important than ever. This is where those collaboration tools we talked about really shine. They make sure everyone's on the same page, working together towards those shared goals. It's about breaking down silos, fostering a sense of shared ownership and accountability.
It's like a well-coordinated dance where everyone knows the steps and moves in harmony. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about measuring success. The article emphasized how important it is to measure progress, but how do you actually measure success in something like account planning?
It all starts with defining your key performance indicators, your KPIs. What are the metrics that truly matter to your business? Are we talking revenue growth, customer retention, white space penetration? Once you know what you're aiming for, you can track your progress and make adjustments along the way. It's about knowing what's working, what's not, and why. And then using that data to continuously improve.
So data plays a key role, but it's not just about the numbers themselves. It's about using those numbers to tell a story, to really understand your client relationships, and to make smart decisions that drive real results.
Exactly. Data without context is meaningless. But when you combine those insights with your knowledge of the client, the market, your own intuition, that's where the magic happens.
This has been incredibly insightful. We've covered a lot of ground, from debunking those account planning myths to exploring those hidden opportunities. It's clear that effective account planning is both an art and a science. It takes relationship building, market knowledge, data analysis, and tech savvy. But the potential payoff, those stronger relationships, that increased revenue, that sustainable growth, it's worth it. Now, they also included a really interesting account planning template, but before we get into that, You know, before we jump into that template, something you said earlier really got me thinking. This idea that account planning isn't just about, you know, tactics, but like a cultural shift. How does that actually play out in the real world?
It's about making that customer-centric approach a part of everything your company does.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine giving someone a map to bury treasure. If they don't actually care about finding it, they're never going to pick up a shovel, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same with account planning. You can have all the fancy software and templates, but if your team isn't fully invested, it's just a bunch of tools gathering dust.
So it's about fostering that spirit of exploration, that desire to really understand and serve your clients, which makes me think, what role does leadership play in all of this? How do they create that kind of culture?
Leadership sets the tone, right? Actions speak louder than words. When leaders champion account planning, when they're in the trenches with their team, when they really walk the walk, it sends a powerful message.
It shows that it's not just another corporate buzzword, but something they truly believe in. But it's not just about setting an example, is it? It's also about giving your team the power to make this approach their own.
Exactly. You can't just tell people to go build relationships and expect magic to happen. You have to give them the tools, the training, the support system they need to succeed. It's about building a culture of continuous learning, where feedback is a gift, mistakes are seen as opportunities to grow, and everyone feels empowered.
It's about creating a space where those aha moments can happen organically, where people aren't afraid to experiment, and those win-win outcomes become the norm. This has been such an eye-opening look into the world of account planning. We've covered so much ground, from those common myths to uncovering those hidden opportunities. It's clear that effective account planning is both an art and a science. It takes relationship building, market knowledge, data analysis, you name it, but the payoff, those strong relationships, that revenue growth, that sustainable success, it's worth it.
Couldn't agree more. It's about shifting from that transactional mindset to a real partnership.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just selling a product or service. You're a trusted advisor, a collaborator in their success.
Mm.
And never forget, even in this digital age, those human connections are still incredibly powerful.
So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from today's deep dive?
That account planning, when done right, is a game changer. It's about building relationships that last, finding hidden growth potential, and creating a culture that prioritizes the customer.
It's about thinking long-term, building those win-win partnerships, and remembering that at the heart of it all are those human connections. Those are what make all the difference.
Well said. And on that note, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about how powerful these principles can be in business, right? But what if we applied that same thinking to other parts of our lives, our personal relationships, our communities, even just our networks? Something to consider, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that empathy, understanding, and that genuine desire to connect can unlock amazing potential, no matter where we choose to apply them. So until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep diving deep into the knowledge that matters most. Thanks for joining us.